Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the After Class Show. I'm your Thursday host, Anna. And with me today, I have a new guest. An unfamiliar face. Want to introduce yourself?
Or voice.
Oh.
I'm Sophia.
It's my friend Sophia. And I've known you for how long?
Since October 31st. Because I ran like into your Halloween party and you didn't know me.
Mm-hmm. That's the first time we met? No.
Oh, we met at the library. Before. We met at the library. And then I was like, oh, do you want to go get sushi? And you're like, oh, we'll just get sushi like in the cafeteria. I'm like, oh, okay.
Oh,
yeah. That was my first interaction.
Oh, no.
It was so funny.
I think I was just trying to save money and use my one card. I don't think it was a personal thing. But anyways, I think the best friendships start off with hating each other.
I didn't even hate you. I was just like, oh, this girl doesn't want to go get sushi?
No, I hated you.
Anti-sushi.
I hated you.
I'm going to ignore that. I'm gonna
it's awful that, well, like, whenever I'm recording with Ava, she's in a different room. Now that we're looking at each other, this feels so weird. Let's just look at the computer. Mm-hmm. Anyways, I'm here with Sophia, and this is the last episode that I will do for this school year. Aww. I'm shedding a tear right now. There's actually a lot of tears streaming down my face.
I only have a single tear in my left eye.
That's so beautiful.
Mm-hmm. I've been a dedicated member. I even have a pin that says Radio Laurier.
You pick it up at the concourse?
I did, actually.
Oh my gosh. I would love to work at those booths because I would like talk to so many people. I'd be like, hey, listen to my show. It's good. Anyways, so on our list of things we have to talk about today, which we wrote while waiting in line for Wilf's, which, by the way, let's talk about the food first.
Okay, this was my first time going to Wilf's because I personally live on campus, so like I just don't eat on campus. And this is my first time. And honestly, food kind of overrated.
Ooh.
Yeah, I will say it's a bold statement.
Some people are going to disagree with that.
Too expensive for my own actual money. Mm-hmm. It's not one card money. It's like legit my hardworking money. Mm-hmm. Was it worth it? It was tasty. Was it worth $20? I got like the buffalo chicken strip thing that you recommended me.
With the rock and roll sauce?
Yeah. Sweet potato fries were good. Mm-hmm. I feel like it wasn't worth the price.
That's a lot of campus food. But I feel like
off campus.
I feel like it's just because we have our one cards and they give like an absurd amount of money on there.
That's true.
So they just like...
You don't see it in your bank account.
Yeah.
I feel the I paid in cash so I wouldn't have to see the effects of it.
Yeah. You're an econ. You know what inflation is. There is definitely inflation in the food court.
Gross feeling econ. You don't want to talk about that.
I don't want to talk about it.
You don't talk about it.
On my last episode, I was going to talk about inflation with Ava, and then they had to stop me. They're like, what the hell are you doing? Nobody's going to care. And
girl,
I was like, right now, gas prices, you're dealing with it because you're a driver.
Well,
how do you
I drive to campus. I used to bus, but then I have a car. I like take advantage of it. It is expensive. The parking pass, there's too many people who try to park at Laurier, and there's not enough parking spots.
Mm-hmm.
It's terrible finding a parking spot. Gas, ridiculously expensive. Like, thankfully, my dad pays, like, for half the gas, and I pay for, like, the other half. But, oh, it hits.
Yeah.
Hard. So, I, like...
I'm in a rough time now. Gas prices are crazy. I think other things are going to start rising, too, now.
Didn't Bitcoin, like, actually, like...
Did
my parents were, like, telling me. Like, Bitcoin, like, rose. Like, in
value. It, like, it either, like, rises, like, super crazy, or it just drops. And
yeah.
It's worth nothing. But according to my econ prof, Bitcoin is not real money. And it doesn't count as money.
Really?
Yeah.
Like it has like no like physical value?
Yeah. He was saying like the number one rule to count something as money is that you can pay your taxes with it. You can't pay tax with Bitcoin, can
what
you?
What about like NFTs?
I don't know what that is.
It's like digital.
Are they not pictures?
It's like digital pictures, yeah.
Like
I get like the whole
stuff.
Like physical pictures of like people like collecting like art, but like I just don't get the NFT thing.
Can't you just screenshot it and you have
I think it's like the rights to like the person who like owns it.
But like I don't get it. What's the point of it?
You can tell me.
It's just like digital art.
I guess it's digital art. Mm-hmm. It gets you into like exclusive things. Like it's like a monkey one. And it's like a bunch of variations of like the same monkey. It's like super like exclusive, but like I don't get it.
Wow. I don't get it either. Being a business student.
Oh, the BBA slander is insane.
I will not tolerate it. I will not tolerate it a single bit. All I'm going to say is, I'm different.
You're built different. I'm built different.
Just because of my background in theater and the arts, I think that makes me a more humble person. Actually, no. Complete opposite.
It's the ego.
It's like the worst combination ever. Oh my gosh. I love, like, when we were doing our pitches and stuff, and people were like, oh,
oh, for what? Pitches for what? Explain.
Product pitches. I made it to, I was a finalist. Thank you.
I'll pretend like I know what that is.
I have a plaque and everything.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, I got some scholarship money.
Oh, true.
Yeah. Thank you. But a lot of people were complaining. They're like, yeah, I haven't done, like, public speaking in a while. Like, I haven't delivered anything. I was like.
But don't they prep you that?
I was thinking, a lot of people do, like, I thought if you're going into business, you should know how to, like.
Yeah.
Because I just did it because, like, that was my program, right? Mm-hmm. But, like, I thought if you're going into business, you should know how to talk to
yeah,
people.
Like, even
to, like,
I, an arts major.
Yeah.
Like, I, like, did, like, business classes in high school. Did I like it? No. Did my parents force me? Yes. But I,
your parents forced you?
Yeah, to take
my
business.
My parents did not
honestly,
let me
it was,
take
it. It was good. Actually, I learned about registered education savings plan and registered retirement savings plan. Like, I learned what a bull market is and a bear market, and that's pretty much all I remember. But honestly, like, it was, like, solid.
My parents did not let me take business courses.
Really?
They were like, you are... Okay, my dad... I think only recently my dad learned what my major is. He's out of the loop, but he, like, supports me through everything. So it's
my
like,
parents
fine.
Don't know really what my major is. They're like, just go. You got this. It's
it was more. Only, I think it was in, like September only, my mom finally got it right. Like, she was telling her coworker, she's like, yeah, my daughter goes to Waterloo. And I was like, no, mom. No. I go to Laurier.
I mean,
and she's
city.
Like, I thought Laurier was the business school. I'm like, no, mom. It's all university. So that's, they probably think I'm smarter than I actually am. But Waterloo, oh my gosh. Did I tell you? Me, our friend Amanda, and our friend Ishan, we went to the engineering building. In
I love UW.
It's so nice.
It's so modern and so nice.
It was
such a
you know what wasn't
too.
Nice though? Oh, I don't like modern.
Huh?
I love old.
But do you like the Laurier architecture? Have you seen the Western architecture? I am obsessed with it.
UFT architecture.
I've never been to UFT.
It's very beautiful.
And I like feel like I've seen just pictures.
They filmed movies there.
Yeah, I know that.
So it has to be nice. No, but I love like the old looking universities. Like I don't like the newer. Like I think like, you know the York campus? Have you ever seen York University?
I think so, yeah.
Mm-mm.
Not it?
Mm-mm. They try to be modern. I hate modern architecture.
Okay, but UW's all about, like, modern,
I know.
And, like, technology, like, STEM.
Oh, I know.
So, like, it fits their vibe.
It fits their vibe, but there's a reason I go to
it's
Laurier.
It's cold, but it's also cold there. Can we talk about that? It's actually freezing at
okay,
UW, all the time.
It's cold here, though. It's cold here all the time. Are you kidding me? I'm
really?
Freezing at the library, at the study lounges. I'm always cold.
I just go into
I'm Frederick. Cold in my own house.
Oh, that's true. His room is actually
yeah, really I had forced. The diffuser on for a couple of... hours and my room feels like a sauna. It's actually very oh what do you think of the sugar-free?
It's actually really good. It's actually it has like you can
it's
tastes
you,
sweet it
yeah.
still tastes sweet
but you it doesn't taste like sugar.
It doesn't taste like the American iced tea which I thought it was gonna taste like because it's like no sugar.
No actually American iced tea has no sugar. American iced tea is the most disgusting thing I've
it's
tried in my life.
Terrible. You have to ask it. You have to ask like
I know.
Sweet and the first time I had it I was like bleh.
Yeah I think I was at some like I think it was a McDonald's or something. I was like oh can I get an iced tea too. What do they give me? It's like this what's the name of it though? It's sweet tea. They call it sweet
tea. Oh, is that
and
what
it is not
Chick-fil-A has? Isn't
I'm pretty
like,
sure.
Yeah.
I'm like it's just they put nothing in it.
They really don't.
It's
I was
so
surprised.
I thought like when
they should
you
warn us.
When you say, "Oh, can I get an iced tea?" like that just refers to Nestea. It's a Canadian thing.
Really? This is Canadian?
Okay, no. Nestea is definitely American, but like you have to ask probably for like if you say, like, iced tea, they will give you, like, that
but they feel like
thing.
They should warn us. Like, be like, hey, are you sure you don't want it sweetened?
They should be like, how much do you want in it?
Mm-hmm.
How much sweetener? Like,
yeah.
Chat time.
Chat time? That's your level of sweet. I want it 75% sweet.
Yeah. Gosh, imagine 100% sweet.
Ooh. I would be able to handle it.
I would handle it. Right now, you guys can't see, I have a nice platter of fuzzy peaches in front of me. And we're both drinking zero sugar Nestea. Oh, and then Sophia has Maynard's Sour Patch Kids Sour Cherry Blasters. You like those?
Yeah, in courtesy of Anna's roommate. Delicious.
Savester?
Delicious. Thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Anyways, back on track because we really just
oh, yeah.
like, See, that's, it's so easy to get off topic because I'm like such a conversationalist.
So we'll just like go other places.
Okay. Living off of campus. Talk about it.
Okay.
Rant.
This is the thing for me. Since I live 15 minutes away driving time from Laurier, my high school is like literally on the street that university is on. Like we're on University Avenue too. My whole life is on University Avenue, so I'm always driving here. The thing is, I never had like that real like residence experience. Mm-hmm. I just live off campus. Like I'm stuck with everyone that I went to high school with. Everyone goes here too. Mm-hmm. And everyone is off campus. Mm-hmm. Your roommate is how I know you, mm-hmm. which I went to high school with her. Mm-hmm. And that's pretty much the only reason why I actually got to know you. Mm-hmm. But if it wasn't for her living on campus, I would make like so many connections. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I feel like you just don't get as much of like the socialization experience that people get. And you guys live so close to university. Mm-hmm. I had to like commute, not even far, but like it's still a commute. Mm-hmm. It's kind of annoying. And also like, oh, I wish I could be like, oh my gosh, I'm going to sleep over at this person's house. Or, like, this person's res, even though you can't due to COVID. Mm-hmm. Stay safe. Mm-hmm. But, like, in general...
We don't promote that.
No. But, like, in general... in general, like, it's just not the same. Mm-hmm. But I do save a lot of money there. Yeah.
Of course. See, I get it. No. I don't get it, but I also get it. Because all my friends, they all go to York. And we, like... York would have been, like, a 15-minute bus ride from my house. So, all my friends from my high school, they went to what... UFT, Ryerson, and York, because those are, like, the closest universities.
Yeah.
And all, like, they just complain to me. And they're like, oh, I don't know how to, like... And, like, a couple of my friends are like, yeah, like, I haven't been meeting people. And I'm like, join clubs.
But that's the other thing. If I consciously... Like, I made the decision to stay local. Because mm-hmm. I'm from the local. I chose that decision. Mm-hmm. And a lot of my friends who specifically go to UW, they're like, I haven't met anyone. Mm-hmm. I'm like, but you're not putting yourself out there. Mm-hmm. That's the other thing. Mm-hmm. Like, I've joined, like, several other clubs. Like, you just have to socialize. Especially when you know you won't be seeing people other than in your classes. You have to.
Exactly.
Have to make that first.
Like, you can get there, but you just need to put in a little more effort.
You really do. And it's not that bad. Mm-hmm. But, like, I feel like people complain about it more than, like, the socialization aspect.
Yeah. Because it's easier. Like, I talk to my neighbors. That's already instant friend made.
Instant right? friend.
Half my friends are my neighbors.
Oh, that's... You okay, Anna?
No. So we'll talk about that next year. Hopefully we won't need to talk about that next year.
But that's the other thing, like, I don't know.
It's just, it's so convenient.
The convenience. That's the other thing. If I need to go to school, I have to prepare myself for, like, a 20-minute drive. I have to, like, cautiously be on time. It's convenient for you to walk to school for, like, what, like, not even, like, 5 minutes.
I wish. 10.
Oh, it's
10 on minutes? An incline.
Oh, that's true. Or you could just bus.
It's pain.
Or you can just take
the, I do bus, but even bus. When you bus, it's like you gotta walk.
Yeah.
Which sucks. But
like, hey. Honestly, the one card, I'm so glad. Our one card, mm-hmm. we can like take the bus.
Yeah.
It's so nice. It's such
it's
an
free,
investment.
Right?
Well, like we pay it in our tuition, but like
how much? Because
I think it's like $375, I think.
Oh, I will take the bus a lot more.
Yeah, literally take advantage of it. Like, at the beginning of the I was busing
but like,
to
what
work,
if I,
to
like,
school.
But what if I just, like, do, like, it's 300?
I don't think you can opt out.
No, but I'm saying, like, what if I just, like, use the bus, like, 500 times? Will it
no.
will they let me? It won't?
Yeah. They'll let you do it. You pay for it. Because
what's the bus fare here? Like, 325?
It's 325.
Okay.
You can just take advantage of it.
Mm. It sucks that you can't use it on the Go bus, though, right? Go? You gotta use
no,
Presto.
No, Go's, yeah.
Okay. And he's real
I recently found that out because when I went to your place, I had to figure all that
oh,
busing
yeah.
out, and that was actually not that bad.
I've never been on the Go bus.
I had to take like the two Go buses to get to your place.
Oh, I'm so sorry. It's like 3 hours,
Waterloo.
Right?
No.
I Googled it. It was 3 hours. Maybe.
It took me a while, though. Maybe like 2.5.
Mm-hmm. Depends what time you Google it. Because like if you Google at like 6 o'clock, it'll give you like 4 hours or something
yeah.
like that. Like, later in the evening. It's, like, 2:30.
Yeah, that's when I went.
Yeah.
Been bad. Enjoyable experience. 8 out of 10.
High five. Next topic. actually, okay. Let's do this one. The Oscars. Let's talk about it.
Let's talk about the main thing.
Do
Oscars.
We support Will Smith?
Okay.
You go
personally,
first.
It could have been executed. The intention was there. Mm-hmm. His... like purpose for slapping Chris Rock was there. Like the intention was there to support his wife.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like the execution was just not it.
Mm-hmm.
That's my take.
Mm.
It could have been handled a more professional matter.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also, okay, blank point. Like it's a
slap. Why is he supporting her?
Why?
Okay,
because
I get
a joke.
No, why, like, let me rephrase this. Why is Will still with Jada?
I was literally taking a sip of my. I used to like. Okay, this is the thing. When you're in the public eye, as that whole, like, the Will family is, or like the Smith family is.
That is not something that happens in your regular family. I'm sorry.
No. That is not.
Having an entanglement with your son's friend? Ew!
Is that actually a thing?
August Alsina.
That's
Jaden Smith's friend. Also, Zoe Kravitz, she's a pedo.
Okay.
Jaden Smith. Wanna hear it?
Yeah, okay. I purposely told Anna not to tell me so I can.
Oh.
That slap, that, okay, literally I slap it. That was, I had no idea that was. That's the thing. When you're in the public eye, especially with a joke like that to a comedian, when like a comedian is like there, like, yeah, I was like, not, nah, it could have been like a better joke. It wasn't an appropriate joke. So, like, good for him for standing up for his wife. But at the same time, it is, oh my god, I didn't know that that was her son's friend.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
I don't even know who that person is.
He's a singer. He has, like, one song that I know, but I cannot remember. I'll show you after. It's, like, a song they use in, like, edits and stuff.
Hmm.
That's how I knew it.
That is?
Anyways, Zoe Kravitz. This is
Batman movie first. Let's do our take on the Batman movie.
I've done, like, three different takes, but let's
talk
about it. Riddler, yes.
Oh.
Yes. Paul Dano, he's an attractive man. He's very
handsome. He did it really good.
Mm-hmm.
I saw this one promo picture with, like, the one promo picture that he had.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like,
wow.
I think
it's Photoshop, though, is it not?
I have no idea, but I love.
Because I saw one with him with, like, a black suit. It's
I
the
saw
same
it in
one,
green.
But they put in green.
I saw it.
Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was good.
It was a good photo.
It was a good photo.
Mm.
It was,
I think.
I was expecting more gore, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't realize it was such a, like, it was like, what is it, like, 13? Or is it 13 or mature audience?
Mm-hmm. I think it's 14 above.
I thought
don't
it was
quote
be mature.
Me on that.
I don't know what either. But I thought it was going to be, like, gory or, like,
mm-hmm.
actually show, like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Barely any of that.
Yeah, even my sister went to see it, and she's 12.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, oh, wasn't that bad? She was like, she's
I think
like,
they did it so, like, more people could watch it, though.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, do you think you really need that to add to the story?
Add what?
Gore.
I feel like, oh my god, we talked about this in, like, my anthropology class, like, last lesson.
Like,
no, like
gore or, like, sex scenes?
No, what? We're talking about gore.
Because.
Mm, because guys.
I've read online.
It's, like, violent. Like,
mm-hmm.
it's just, like, promoted for, like, guys. And I'm like.
No, because I was reading this article, and it was, like, are sex scenes necessary in movies and TV shows?
It's just so more people can, like, view it.
I know. But, like, does it add to the plot?
No.
No,
it doesn't.
Because I was learning about it in my film class. How
film minor
to,
over here.
Yeah, I want to do that. They, like, before when they would, like, filter stuff in the media,
mm-hmm.
right? Because they have, like, these, like, rules and stuff, like, only movies can't have this, and this.
Mm-hmm.
They would just imply it. Like, they'd find ways to, like, let people know.
Yeah.
But they wouldn't actually show it.
Show him.
So I don't think we need them.
Mm-mm. I like, there's no. It isn't actual plot, like you said, like, there's no.
It's just for, like, viewers.
It literally is.
Wow. See how. I don't know if that's exploitative, but it's just, like. I don't know. Yeah,
it's also
like,
pretty
like,
intimate
like,
for, like, two, like, strangers.
No, but they also, like.
They get, like,
half the time they
like
don't
that.
Have it. You didn't know that?
Oh, wait. They do or they don't?
They don't. Yeah.
Oh.
They
no,
don't actually funny. Do it on camera.
Yeah, I know, but they have to be, like. You have to, like, wear protective
yeah.
gear and stuff like that.
Yeah. It's awkward filming it, though. Oh, my gosh. The neighbors, they keep.
A little disrespectful.
Yeah. Do they not know we're recording? That's so rude.
Thank you.
Kidding. Anyways, back to Zoe Kravitz. She's talking about Jaden Smith, and this is when she's 24 years old.
And how old is Jaden?
Just hear the quote. This is what Zoe said, and I quote, "There were moments that I was hanging out with Jaden and thinking, I can't believe you're 14. I have to check myself, like what I say to you. He has so much personality and so much swag. He is so much cooler than I am, and he's so handsome. I was always like, when you're older, you know, we'll hang out, dot, dot, dot. Nope, that's inappropriate. You're 14, end quote. Ew!
That's so questionable.
Questionable?
No, no, like, questionable was, like,
her
no bueno. That's no bueno.
Yeah.
Translation, that's no good in Spanish.
Zoe also called a then 16-year-old Jaden the love of her life.
Oh, yeah, that's, yeah, right. Red flag. Red flag that.
Anyway, so a lot of, like, this controversy sparked because she was shaming Will Smith. And they're like, pause.
Rewind.
Back.
Rewind.
What did you say about his son?
The fact that they're all connected, like, son and, like, the friend, and, like, that's, like, actually, like...
That's chaotic.
Isn't she, like, a child of, like, I don't know if the word is, like, nepotism?
Oh, I know.
When it's, like, you have, like,
some Kravitz, there's some...
Like, her parents
not
are, like,
Lenny
famous.
Kravitz or something.
Like, her parents are, like, famous, and she got famous due to, like, her parents or something.
Yeah, but, like, what's her dad's name? Lenny.
I don't know.
Definitely not Lenny. What's the name? Lenny!
Really?
Lenny Kravitz! I knew it. He's a singer. What songs did he have that were
singing? Oh, is he a Taurus?
May 26th.
No, that's, Gemini?
Taurus or Gemini? Anyways. Yeah. That.
Huh.
Dang. That's... Zoe,
girl,
what are you doing?
How'd you
what is that? Is so bad. That is disgusting.
It's like, okay, you know what?
And
like,
everybody was thirsting over her literally like a
yeah.
couple weeks ago, and they're like, oh my god, Zoe this, Zoe that. Zoe is.
But this is the other. It's kind of like, you know, like those like kids, like who like their younger kids are like, oh, that kid's gonna be a heartbreaker when he grows up.
Yeah.
Or like, oh, he's a cutie. Wait till he's like older. Is that like? That's like
same
almost
energy.
Like the same thing. Do you know what I mean? It's like the same energy. I'm like, whoa.
But the way she's like. Stop, that's inappropriate. He's 14.
She, like, knows.
Ew!
Yeah.
What's inappropriate, Zoe? Thinking thoughts. That's awful. We don't condone that.
Mm-mm.
We don't support Zoe. Next.
I do support the co-star, though. Robert Pattinson.
No!
Wait!
No, we don't. You know why? You ever hear about him and FKA Twigs? He's engaged to her.
I don't know who that is.
She's a singer. She makes really depressing, beautiful music. And there's this thing, an interview. They broke up. And I'm pretty sure it's because, like, she was just, like, fans just did not like her.
Really?
Because she's, like, a darker woman.
Okay.
And they were like, well, Robert, there's this interview she did, and she was like, oh... Yeah, Robert's seen as this, like, Prince Charming, and people expect him to be with, like, this tall blonde. Like, she's the complete opposite of,
like, the
what they expect.
Like, typical,
yeah.
Like...
And she's the complete opposite of that. Mm-hmm. And so, like, fans were hating on her for that. Because you know how
her
some...
Her fans or his fans?
His fans.
Okay. Yeah.
And supposedly he didn't do anything about it.
Not supporting.
Mm-hmm.
At least Will supported Jada.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's go back to that. Because we never finished that.
We did.
I can see both sides to it. I feel like as a celebrity in the spotlight, you need to be able to handle like criticism and take jokes.
Especially with like such a well-known comedian at mm-hmm. the most nationally viewed, internationally viewed like
yeah.
awards.
You should be able to handle a joke. It wasn't even that bad. G.I. Jane is pretty.
Yeah.
So
it's because she had, like, the autoimmune. She
yeah.
had
alopecia.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She has it.
So, but that's, like, it's not offensive. Like, it is, but it isn't. Because G.I. Jane, she's, like, a
bad.
Girl boss.
Oh.
Yeah. That's fine. She.
Cracked
But, like, it's fine. But, like.
She's a girl boss.
Yeah. But that's not, like, a bad thing. It's just another, like, strong bald woman.
Yeah.
Like, it's not, like, calling her, like, a man or something. You know what I mean? That would have been worse.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't.
But the other thing is, when he did the joke, when Chris Rock did the joke,
Will laughed.
Will was laughing. He was laughing. And then he looked at Ginger and like, did the eye roll.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when it happened. How did he walk to the stage so fast? Because I thought he got there.
He's
like,
a tall man.
Can we talk about the height difference? Because you brought this point up.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I brought this up. I heard this in a podcast. I was listening to this morning. It is so easy for, like, I feel like with Will and the slop, I don't even think he gave it, like, a second thought. Because it's Chris Rock. Chris Rock is, like, what, 5'7", 5'8"?
He's a small,
he's a short man. Yeah.
Not very well built.
He's not going to defend himself. Will is, in this situation, he's like a bully almost, right? So he knows that nothing's going to happen. What's Chris going to do? Will is, like, towering over him, right?
Literally.
Let's say we had The Rock.
Mm-hmm.
And The Rock made this joke. You think Will is going to go up and slap him? No way possible. Another bald person. Oh, my God. But no way possible.
No.
So, like, I think Will also took advantage of that. Yeah. Like, even then, like...
Like, the intention... Like, the intention was there to, like, support his wife and, like...
Mm-hmm.
But he's also such a public eye. And with all that entanglement with, like... the wife, like, I think it's an open marriage now.
I think so.
Like,
I know it was before, I don't know if it's
already
still
like that. Their relationship is like in the public eye, and we all know what's been happening with like Jada and how, like,
mm-hmm. she's just, yeah, all over the place.
And the fact that was just like a ball joke, I'm just like,
mm-hmm.
But
yeah, also, it was ball like, jokes, like. Makes you go that crazy. There's a lot of things.
Also, that was literally assault. Honestly, if this was like at the Olympics with two Olympians
mm-hmm.
going against each other and some Olympian literally physically hurt,
mm-hmm.
and now boom, your medal's gone.
Mm-hmm.
Your medal's gone.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she won like best actor, like the king. King something. But he like
not
won.
Not Lear, but it's like king like something.
Yeah. He won Ooh. Best actor though.
Yeah.
And like they didn't do anything.
King Richard,
that's the one.
King Lear's already a movie. Oh yeah.
And he won.
This is about Serena and Venus, and it's about their dad. Oh my gosh. I think
really?
Amy Schumer made a really good joke.
Which
normally she doesn't make good jokes. But this time it was good. She was like, finally, a movie about two women's dad. Like, that's good. The dad. You know what I mean? Two powerful women, but it's, like,
it's for the dad.
That's, dang, it's kind of tough. I didn't watch most of the movies, though.
How are we supposed to find them? They're not on Netflix.
I know.
How? Where are
a
they
lot of the cases? A lot of the cases not like that. What did you think about Timothée Chalamet's red carpet look?
He's opinion. Like, honestly, his vibe that I get from it is like a Victorian, small, skinny, malnourished guy.
Oh my goodness.
That is the vibe that I get from him.
Oh my goodness.
He's a wonderful bone structure. Do I find...
Very handsome.
He's a generally attractive person.
Mm-hmm.
Do I find him hot? No. Did I make a cardboard cutout of him for my friend's 18th birthday? Yes. Yes,
you're
I
a
did.
Good friend.
Yeah. It was like in the pink tuxedo too. You know that one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You print that up, like literally life size too. We like measured it and everything.
I was gonna do that for my friend, but with Kelly Oubre Jr.
Oh, basketball player?
Because she's like the basketball player, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like he's like a good looking, and like mm-hmm. his outfit looked great.
Really?
Yeah. Showing a little bit of skin, never hurt anyone. But just the right amount. Still classy. Because who was the one
I
who
didn't
wore
like
the shorts?
It.
Really? Why? Too basic? Not enough? Not giving?
It wasn't giving. I feel like if he had some, like, sparkly blouse or something, it would have been nice.
The skin was in.
Like, shirtless? I don't know.
No, it wasn't shirtless.
It was shirtless. Shirtless with a jacket.
Oh my god, I'm gonna cough.
We're taking a coughing break here.
Oh my god, the stupid cherry thing, like, got snuck in
Can
my
Can I try one? These are small!
Yuck!
Oh gosh, sorry, I'm trying a cherry blaster. Oh, man.
Yeah, and you're like, I can take sour. These are like, they hit a punch.
You ever warheads?
Yeah.
You can do those for fun.
I used to do those for fun. Toxic waste.
Mm, I was too scared to have those.
We did? Whew. That would literally, like, I swear, like, ripped off the taste buds
mm-hmm.
off my tongue. And like, chemically burned them.
What's your favorite warheads flavor? Because I think this says a lot about a person. Because mine
cherry.
Are... Like the dark red one, right?
Yeah.
Wait. Isn't there like some sort of like red currant or black currant or something like that?
I like the red cherry one. I don't know.
I know there's red cherry and or maybe... Because maybe I'm mistaken yet, but most likely that's my favorite flavor. Hold on. Warhead red...
Flavor?
Oh, wait. Warhead flavors. Let's just do that. Yeah, I... Oh, black cherry. That's what I liked. You like the cherry?
Yeah.
That was my favorite one. Nobody liked the cherry one. Everybody liked the blue one.
Okay, blue? Blue raspberry? What
even overrated.
It's good.
Overrated.
But you need to try... You need to
explain. What is a blue raspberry?
Yeah. Literally. What is a blue raspberry?
I don't know. And I think I'm too scared to find out, if I'm being honest. I don't know what
but
it could
tastes
be.
But it's aesthetically pleasing because it's blue.
Blue is overrated.
Really?
Everybody,
I like violet.
Here,
and like
violet's very nice.
Purples and like...
Listen.
Lavender. Love lavender.
For consumption. We were talking about this earlier.
You were?
Eating lavender. You literally
told
me.
Oh, yeah. Lavender's tasty.
Mm-hmm.
It's really good.
I use lavender essential oil in my diffuser today.
It smells delightful.
Anyways, where were we going before with this? Oh, blue raspberry. We don't know what that is. Oh.
And you also said blue was overrated, which, honestly, I disagree. Because your favorite color is red, and I was like the complete opposite, so I think you're biased.
No, everybody's favorite color is blue.
But I think you have to be specific with what shade of blue you like.
You don't have to be specific. People will say blue.
I like to say like baby blue or like a turquoise.
See, you think you're different because you say turquoise or baby blue, but every third person says that.
But that's the thing. That's what my go-to is, violet or lavender, because I love purple. But
it's
then
beautiful.
People, it's really nice.
I like a dark red, like a maroon or like a dark cherry. Yeah.
Yes.
Like it's nice.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, what I was saying. Oh, every person's favorite color is blue. Every person's lucky number?
Seven. Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
What's so special?
Seven. It's a lottery number. Like, you know when you, like, go, like,
649?
To casinos? Like, the casinos? Like,
ah!
I guess that's why. Those, like, an angel. I know it's, like, an angel number, but I think, like, seven's also, like, has, like, religious connections.
Really?
Specifically, like, I know, like, in Catholic?
Mm-hmm.
Like, Catholicism? Like, I think, like, seven is, like, a good... Because six is, like, 666, like, the devil.
Six is my lucky number.
But 666, you know, has, like, related with, like...
That's an... Yeah,
that was, like... It's, like, oh, it's, like, one digit off from, like, God. And, like, so I think, like, that's also, like, religious ties to it.
Mm-hmm. I know a lot of people... Actually...
Three. I know three is another lucky number.
Really?
A lot of people like three.
No, for me, I know people who like seven and four.
Really?
For me, mine is six and four. Maybe. I just like it because it's a pretty number. Six is always in my life, and four is a nice number that I like seeing.
I love the number 16.
Really?
What's the square root of 16?
Four.
Oh. It's lovely. It's a lovely number.
Mm.
I'm like, oh my god, you're sweet 16. Loved. I love when I was 16.
Really?
My life was so easy.
Oh my gosh, couldn't be me.
Really?
I think I didn't have a good high school 4 years. Like,
they weren't good.
They weren't good.
Really? I loved my high school experience.
That's really good, because people are like, oh, best 4 years of your life. And I was like, oh,
they
no.
They really were for me.
Oh, no.
No regrets. No regrets.
I don't know if university will be my best 4 years. I just, oh my gosh, I cannot wait to be like 26 and
I know.
My friends over, and we're in an apartment, and we're just like dinner party, fireplace,
charcuterie boards,
music on the record player, dancing to jazz. I think that's when I will peak in life.
I feel like I've grown into my face more as I've gotten older. So, like, when I look at my high school, I'm like, oh my god, why did I look like that? Why was I wearing a high ponytail and sunglasses randomly in the middle of class? I was so random in high school. Like, I don't know how. I was literally wearing sunglasses in, like, the middle of winter.
That was me in elementary.
And my teachers wouldn't even question it. Because I guess I was, like, a lot of people thought, because I did, like, a lot of spirited, like, leadership stuff. So, they just assumed, like, oh, it's one of those leadership kids. Just so you know.
But you were, though.
I was one of those leadership kids.
So
it fit the bill.
Dang. Next thing.
Well, we really got off track.
I know.
Wow.
it's easier than you think. Okay, let's reflect on our first year of university.
First term, I don't know how I passed. I was literally going out. I was socializing. I, like, went out. I did good in all my classes second term. Hit me like a truck.
I thought second term would be easier.
Me too.
It's worse.
It's worse. Personally, if you don't have to take a language course for anything, if you don't have to take a language course, don't do it. Language courses in university are so much harder mm-hmm. than, like, anything I've taken. Mm-hmm. Anything I've taken. Econ has humbled me.
No. Okay, so what's the business student slander now?
Hey, you guys are still doing business. No. But you know I'm an
advocate. Spend a week in my shoes.
No, but you know I am an advocate for people don't realize what they're getting into when they start BBA. They just people don't know what they're getting into.
They romanticize it.
They romanticize it.
My friend's sister told me that because she graduated from Laurier, I think, last year, 2 years ago. Oh, wow. And she was like, psychology.
Mm-hmm.
And she was telling me, she was like, a lot of people, they think, like, going into it, business is easy.
No.
And that's where the jokes stem from everything, right?
No.
But it's a lot of work.
It is a lot.
And then, like, first year business courses, like BU 111, BU 121, they are meant to, like,
condense your group.
They're meant to weave people out of the thing because mm-hmm. so they accept a lot of people, but only select few can actually move on because it is like it is a difficult program.
It literally is, and I think people don't realize that it's actually hard
because they think it's like business. That's what I thought. I did not take a business course in high school.
But that's the thing.
I
took a business course, and I'm like, this is like I failed my accounting. Fun fact: I actually failed my accounting like. Unit in high school. I was like, I have so much respect for people that can do that. I know I will never get into business, even though like it literally like so important. People underestimate how difficult it actually is.
Mm-hmm.
But the BBA slender is still there, obviously. Oh my god, I have my new venture project today.
Have you seen the amount of people I've been walking with?
That was yesterday.
I'm still not complaining though. I'm not ashamed of it. University experience, workload wasn't such a big transition as I thought it was going to be from high school.
Mm.
It honestly, really? I guess it's also stayed at home.
Mm-hmm.
So not even like moving somewhere else, new environment. Like I was always in the city, so like I already knew
mm-hmm.
that. But academic wise, I don't think it was that much different. But my grade did drop from like my average in high school. University.
Mine dropped significantly.
I will be honest. I was like 90 student, and now mm-hmm. I just want to pass with like a 10.0. Which 10.0 is like still good. But like, will I reach there? To be determined.
I gotta get there.
Even for econ, like I just want a 60.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It is hard.
It is difficult.
Mm-hmm.
Because like the concepts, I'm gonna be honest, the concepts are not that bad. But then when they start putting so many words in a
and
question.
Math.
Yeah.
I haven't. Oh, my God.
Oh, you think that math is bad?
I haven't done math since grade 11 until, like, this
just
econ. And my econ's fully online, too. So, like, that's even worse for mm-hmm. me because I just read a textbook and just try to do the homework.
Yeah. It's, it's kind of difficult.
But overall, like, not bad first year. Not bad.
Honestly, it's, I learned a lot of things.
Did you change, like,
yeah.
as a person?
I think yes and no.
I think I stayed the same.
I like carrying a lot of my values over because there's so many people that believe different things than me.
Mm-hmm.
So I like being like, I don't know how to explain it. You know what I mean, though?
Yeah.
I like having a bit of like from where I'm, you know, whatever, back here. I like bring it here. But like, you meet a lot of different personalities here.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's very different. Like, everybody from where I'm from dressed the same, talked the same, looked the same.
Yeah.
And I go to university, and, like, I don't know if I mentioned this before. There are tall people here.
Millie, that shocked you?
You saw where I'm from.
That's true. Yeah.
Nobody's tall in my area. When I, like, even it, like, I told Sadie this before. Knowing one of my roommates is a tall girl, exact same height as me, it is so nice. You will not understand the struggles as a tall girl. Finally,
but then
seeing
all my friends
like,
are taller. For perspective, I am 4'11". Anna, how tall are you?
5'10".
All my friends are like 5'8" and above. My tallest friend, who also goes to this school, he's in kin, he is 6'7".
Whoa.
He is.
Dang.
Many feet taller than me, and inches taller than me. It like so I've always just been around tall people.
Mm-hmm.
So just seeing in university hasn't changed. Shocked me. There's so many more shorter people.
Mm-hmm.
that was like, whoa. I used to be like the shortest person. Like, there's only a handful of really? People that were shorter than me. I was like one of like the two shortest girls in my school. And I was like, whoa, there's like shorter people. Mm-hmm. And I'm like short. Mm-hmm. It's like the opposite for you.
Yeah. No, everybody from my area was super short. I was always like the tallest person. And now when I see like guys and girls, it is so refreshing to see mm-hmm. girls my height. And even it is so nice to see guys taller than me. Like, I don't feel bad about my, like, I'm all for like being a tall girl. I used to hate it. I used to like, it was awful. And then I started seeing more people and I was like, they're rocking it. I can rock it.
The other thing is too, I went to a Catholic high school personally. I know you did too. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I'm about to share that, but we both did. Mm-hmm. There's like, it's a Catholic school. So the majority of people are Catholic. The culture shock when it came into university, crazy. I was like, what? Even like, yeah.
We have a Muslim living next door. And then two Hindus too. Yeah. I only knew one Hindu girl really? In my entire area.
I think there's only one Hindu in my high school, but there was like a fair amount of like Muslim. There was no Jewish people.
My entire area is Jewish.
And I've never seen a Jewish person until September. And I was like, that's are you crazy. Kidding me? I was
really?
It really opened my eyes. Because you learn about world religions, so, like, I have an idea of, like, mm-hmm. what, like, their cultural practices are and whatever. But, like, actually, like, seeing the much, like, there's so much, like, diversity. Even today, like, mm-hmm. there was an event going on today and everyone had, like, cultural, like, clothing.
Yeah, yeah. It's so nice.
It's so refreshing to see in order, like, because, honestly, mm-hmm. Catholic school, there's uniform.
Nah.
You can't even dress the way you want.
And you have to pay to dress the way you want.
$2. Civvies.
Yeah, what did they call it at your school?
Civvies Day.
Yeah. What does that mean?
No. Oh, it's civic. No.
I was thinking, like, civilization.
Just like the rest of civilization.
Yeah.
Wait. Yeah. No, I don't think that makes sense.
It makes sense, but it wouldn't be right.
It wouldn't be right, no.
Like, it makes sense in our eyes. Mm-hmm. Anyways, yeah.
Overall?
Culture shock was crazy. There's so many different cultures, different religions. It's beautiful.
It actually, it's so nice. It's empowering. Because, yeah. Like, I've never met, really, like, there's only a handful of, like, Hispanic people mm-hmm. in my high school. And up until this year, I met so many more Hispanic people, and we can actually talk Spanish with each other.
That's really nice.
It's lovely. Your roommate.
I know. Nobody from my area is Polish. Nobody. What are the odds? One roommate is a tall girl, the other one's a Polish girl.
Yeah, I know.
And I'm a mix of the two.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's so lovely to, like, even, like, meet new people, but then also know people from your own, like, cultural background.
Because you can, like, connect about certain things.
Oh, yeah.
Like, me and Caroline, we talk Polish all the time.
Mm-hmm. Even, like, Cristello.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you talk Spanish with her, right?
We talk Spanish to each other. And, like, I'm in Spanish, and my majoring in Spanish. Mm-hmm. So, like, I already see a fair amount of people who speak Spanish, which is nice. It's refreshing.
Yeah.
It's nice.
It's really nice.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Overall, rate it, though. 1 out of 10.
First year?
Yeah. Mm.
7.
Oh, doesn't pass Ontario provincial, like, average, you know, like the province requires you to, like, they expect, like, students to get like a 75. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't even pass provincial standards.
It was good, but like,
was it great?
When will I glow up? I've got like, my acne has gone so much worse. The first week I was popping off, my skin was clear. I don't know what it was. I thought it was the salt in the water. And then all of a sudden,
our water,
and then stress. It's just taking a toll on me. Like, awful. Yeah. I'm just waiting for summer to come. And I'm going to get a nice... I'm going to be sun-kissed. And my hair is going
to
let
in. But you've never been to the beach. So how are you supposed to do that? Go to the beach for the first time?
You know my neighborhood? You know how there's the apartment there?
Uh-huh.
And then there's, like... You can take the stairs to go to the second thing.
Okay.
I would take a towel and lie down there and listen to my podcast and read. On my days off from work.
Enough said. Wow. You know, there's, like, a lot of beaches, like, an hour and a half from here. Like, all country roads.
Why would I go to the beach when I can go home? Same distance.
No, girl. It's lovely. Grand Bend. Goderich.
You recommend it? Say it to the pod.
Yeah. Go to Grand Bend. They have, like, the cool little strip there.
Mm-hmm.
You can get tattooed. Pierced.
Ooh.
Get new bathing suits. Ooh. Very attractive lifeguards, may I add. Like, it's actually a really nice beach. Like, Grand Bend.
Mm-hmm.
Love. Mm-hmm. Oh, usually I have to go on Canada Day, and they do, like, fireworks.
That's nice.
Oh, it's really cute.
Normally, people just talk about going to, like, Wasaga Beach.
Mm-mm.
What's wrong with Wasaga?
I've never been. But
so you know what, you can't hit on it.
Go to Goderich, go to King Carton, mm-hmm. go to Sauvel, Niagara Men. Period. I used to go there literally last summer. I went twice a week with my friends.
Well.
I was so tan, and now I'm like, unfortunately, basically the same shade as you.
You're just more olive toned.
No.
I'm just more pink toned. We're the same shade. We just have different tones.
Delete that. Delete that from the podcast. Don't expose. Don't expose.
Anyways.
People already don't believe I'm Hispanic because of the way I look, so.
No, I was, you know, one of my group members yesterday for my new venture, he was like, oh, are you Polish? And I was like,
wow.
Nobody in my area knew where Poland was. I'm not kidding.
Oh, really?
People would be like, oh, are you Poland? And I was like, yeah,
are you Poland?
I'm the country.
You are Poland.
Mm-hmm. But nobody knew. I wish I was kidding. Like, nobody, like, I'd have to explain where it was, Poland and Ukraine.
I forced everyone in my elementary school to learn where Colombia was because I was, like, one of, like, three, like, first-generation, like, immigrants. And I was, like, a refugee at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, no one knew what South America was, period.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to teach them. And now everyone in my high school knew Colombian.
Yeah. No, mm-hmm. people didn't know anything
about. That's so sad.
Yeah.
That's geography.
I know.
Grade 9. I was like,
I know.
It's in Europe.
Yeah. But, like, people don't really, like, care about, like, Eastern Europe.
Well, now
I
they
think
do.
But that's a different
that's a different topic for a different day.
Yeah. Anyways, I think that concludes our episode.
Literally does. Woo! One take!
Woo!
Going on strong.
Not gonna have to edit anything, hopefully. Anyways, thank you all for listening to tonight's episode. This is, again, the last episode of the year.
Aww.
And you get to be on this one.
I know, lovely.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh, give your song recommendation. What was the one song you were obsessed with?
Infrunami?
Yes. Oh, I love that song.
Definitely not in front of me, but Steve Lacy, listen to it. It's so good. Mm-hmm. It's so good.
Can I play it after you finish it off?
I don't know if I'm allowed to.
Oh, okay. Copyright. Never mind.
Yeah.
I love Claire de Lune. That's my favorite song
that
right now.
Really? We're going to...
No, just because... That? No, because listen.
Okay,
study.
I'm going to...
That's
okay,
my study music.
Sing it a little bit, and then I'll sing the other one after you.
For what?
Claire de Lune? Yeah.
Then... How can I sing? It's like instrumental.
Just try.
Hum. I can't look at you while doing this.
Okay, anyways, that wraps up this night's episode. I hope you all have a great night.
Best luck with exams.
Exactly. Good luck with your exams. Good luck with your lives. Have a nice night.
Bye.
Bye.